everyone, and welcome to the Score with Equifax Fantasy Show. I'm Matt Moore. Next to, as I said last week, the legendary DJ Shockley.
I don't know about that.
Shock, it was a nice week one for fantasy.
Yeah.
Our very own Matt Ryan was one of the leading scorers in fantasy.
I had Matt picked a couple times, so.
Unfortunately for you and I don't know that we had as good a week as Matt Ryan did.
No, we
with our fantasy picks on the Score with Equifax Fantasy Show.
We struggled a little bit.
We said last week, we're not just going to pick these and then pretend we didn't pick them. We will let the voice of reason, Robert Jilks, our producer of the show, call us out. Rob, the floor is yours, my friend.
All right. First off, fans, let me apologize to you. If you set your lineups according to these guys, we're sorry about the picks. Don't tune out. Keep tuning into the show. They weren't all terrible, but there were definitely no big scorers in the lot they picked. But we're going to hit four duds at these guys. They were really going after. Didn't work out.
You said terrible?
Terrible. Man. Duds. First off, running backs. Both of these guys' picks were absolutely terrible. Jamaal Charles with the Kansas City Chiefs.
That should have been a great
Shock
pick.
Shock picked him.
That should have been a great pick.
Should have been. Your man went 7 attempts for 19 yards.
God, he hurt me.
4 receptions for 15 yards. Not his best day. Matt, on the other side, picked Zach Stacy from the Rams.
Great pick.
Not much better. 11 rushes for 43 yards. That's not going to cut it.
That's a terrible pick. Mine was not as terrible, though.
They're both pretty bad. Next, this one I thought was going to be a good pick, but the Niners shut him down. That was wide receiver Dez Bryant with the Cowboys.
I know, right?
Shut him down.
You agree with me on that one, right?
Shut him down. Shut him down. 4 receptions for 55 yards. Not the day you expected out of Dez.
Who was throwing to him? Romo.
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 Romo. And lastly, the last dud of last week, Matt Moore picked him. Kyle Rudolph of the Rams, tight end of the Rams. 2 receptions for 16 yards. The one thing that did save him, he had 1 touchdown.
Yeah.
So he got a few points, but still not what you expected.
He didn't even know who
guys.
The quarterback was. I don't even know why he picked him. So that was just over his head right there.
Well, that was brutal, and I hope that as we move along this season, we don't have to hear that. I'm hurt now. I feel like I'm a terrible fantasy player, but I'm not. Because that's why we're on this show. Shaq and I are fantasy experts, and we're going to tell you, we're going to redeem ourselves.
We're back this week.
Shaq, we got some guys at every position, quarterback, running back, tight end, wide receiver, and defense. So here we go. First up, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I am going to
Hold on, before you go first, Rob, who won last week? Did I win or did he win?
It was Shaq.
I won. That's all that matters. Shaq. Okay, now
not by much.
It don't matter. You know what, 130, it doesn't matter.
Then I'm going to give you the honors.
Okay, I should go first, right?
You won. Yeah, you won.
Thank you. That was my point right there anyway. So thank you. For quarterback, I'm going with Andrew Luck. It just came off a big game versus Denver. Obviously, they didn't win, but Andrew Luck, he has to win this week. And he's playing against Philly. Last week, Philly, Jacksonville, 17 straight points on him. I like Andrew Luck. He's going to have a better week this week.
I'm going with the well-rested Aaron Rodgers. He had a tough one against the Seahawks.
Ooh, real
he's
tough.
Rested. He's going against the New York Jets. Another good defense, but I'm taking Aaron Rodgers at home to get me some nice points and beat Shaq right there.
Take Luck. Don't take Rodgers.
Running back, I'm going Arian Foster against the Oakland Raiders.
Why? Why?
He's playing the Oakland Raiders.
Very true. Oakland is quite terrible. We know that. But I'm going with Beast Mode. For the similar reasons you did. Yeah. He loves Skittles. I love Skittles. But at the same time, they're rested too. Big win. He's had 10 days of rest. And they're playing against San Diego. San Diego, short week. Just played on Monday night. Short week. So, Beast Mode having a big day versus San Diego.
I'll let you keep going.
Next, a receiver. I'm going to take Demaryius Thomas. Denver, Peyton Manning, that's a good pick, and they're playing Kansas City. Last week, I took Kansas City's defense. They let me down, so I'm going against them this week and taking Demaryius Thomas to have a big day versus KC.
Jeremy Maclin, they run like 500 plays, a half. Jeremy Macklin's going to get lots of targets, lots of touches, lots of yards after the catch.
I like that.
And then tight end, Jordan Cameron. He's going against the Saints. You saw what Lavine Toilolo did.
Yeah.
A lot of targets.
I think
the Browns are going to watch that film.
Very true.
Go with Jordan Cameron. The double first name, Jordan Cameron.
Cameron Jordan, who is that guy? Man? He has two first names. Can't trust guys with two first names.
Last
And I'm just going back against KC. KC, they really let me down, so I'm all about anybody playing against Kansas City.
Defense.
I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals for one main reason. They're playing the New York Giants. Eli Manning, two picks last week. Eli's thrown like 50 picks in like last 2 years. I mean, he hasn't played well. I'm taking Arizona Cardinals.
Washington Redskins. Same thing. They're going against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prove that you can score some points other than the first 17 this time, because you didn't score anymore after that. So I'm
decent
going
picks.
Washington Redskins.
Decent picks.
I think I got you this week.
Greater
Rob.
Picks.
I think I got
decent,
you.
Decent, greater. Rob, decent, greater. Remember that. Decent, greater.
Now I want to show you three guys that you probably want to stay away from this week. Number one, take a look at this face right here, Shaq.
What we got?
Take a look at this face.
Rexy?
That face right there.
That's not sexy,
means you're going to face a well-rested Green Bay Packers team, and you got to go to Lambeau.
He's like, Aaron Rodgers playing?
So Jets defense. Stay away from Jets defense.
I like that. Stay away from Aaron Rodgers. You will have a good day.
Next up, who we got?
We got Philip Rivers.
You know what? Someone just went and whispered in Philip Rivers' ear, hey, man, you got to play Seattle's defense. Sorry, dude.
Cry me a river, Philip. Look at that. They're playing against the Seahawks defense. Tough. Legion of Boom. They're pretty good. I understand why you're crying there, Philip.
And next, who we got? Oh, we got Play 60 Kid.
I remember
you know
that
why
guy.
Why I got Play 60 Kid on there?
Why?
Because he was talking to Cam Newton.
Right.
We don't know if Cam Newton's going to play.
Very true.
So Play 60 Kid might be in at quarterback.
You never know who's going to play for Carolina. Last week in one of my drafts, I picked Cam Newton. He didn't even play. Messed me up, so I like that.
Now, all of you can play. You got to go to Equifax.com/Falcons and play the score of the Equifax Fantasy game. And, Shaq, I want to get your picks real quick this week on the score of the Equifax Fantasy game.
You guys, make sure you go to the score of the Equifax. It's an awesome game. I enjoy playing. I actually did pretty well last week. I beat up on Brian Finneran and Todd McClure, so I'm pretty excited about that. So you want to play, make sure you get on. This week, I'm taking Matt Ryan. I'm taking Jaquizz Rodgers, Roddy. I'm taking A.J. Green, Georgia guy. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, come on. We have to take him. Matt Bryan, obviously, Mr. Clutch, hits everything that's in between any kind of uprights. And the defense I'm taking, I got to take Cincinnati defense. Cincinnati has an outstanding defense. They get after the quarterback. Not saying they're going to get after Matt, but they have a good defense. I like Cincinnati.
I respect you, Shaq, for not being a true homer.
Right, man.
You're playing the game well, but I hope you're wrong on a couple of those
picks.
Thank
you, sir. I appreciate that. Very, very big of you.
We'll see how you do against Todd McClure, Brian Finneran, and all of you. Please log on to Equifax.com/Falcons to play the score of the Equifax game. I think we're going to do well on our picks. We're going to have huge scores this week.
I know I will.
I know I will as well. So here we go. We'll see you next week on the Score of the Equifax Fantasy Show. Thanks for watching.